So today Torah portion, it's a very special portion for me, and I want to ask you to open your scriptures, to look with me, and to have actual time of learning today. So today's Torah portion is Parshat Vayera, He Appeared, and even the name of this Parsha, it's so interesting and important name for us. Some of the people look at the scriptures in two different ways. The Jewish world, Orthodox world, does not accept the writings of Brit HaChadashah. For the Jewish Orthodox world, the Brit HaChadashah or New Testament is something foreigner. Does not close even a little bit to the Torah. And it has nothing with the Torah. It's for common understanding of the Jewish Orthodox world about the Brit HaChadashah. This one reason why they still look for the Messiah, because they don't believe in Yeshua, they don't accept the Brit HaChadashah as the inspired by the Lord, and this why they're looking for Messiah. And I know one of the latest Messiah, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, maybe you heard his name, he was born in our city, Nikolaev. And I can tell you, this is not Bethlehem. I promise you. I'm from there. But still, people are looking for Messiah, this gap in their hearts, because the Torah promises us a Messiah. And the second part of the people, it's the Christian world, does not pay attention. I don't speak about everyone, I speak about general understanding of it. The Christian world in general, they don't pay close attention to the Torah and prophets, because they believe that it is old and replaced by Jesus and apostles and their writings. And it's not important, and it's very old and almost dying thing, you know. We can read sometimes. And this why often we can see the pages of New Testament in the Bibles, very worn. But when it comes to the, let's say, Old Testament, it's brand new. Who had the same experience in your life? Don't raise your hand. But what I want to say today, even during Abraham's time, the Lord began to reveal the new covenant, Brit HaChadashah, in the scriptures. And this is why I want to call this Torah portion the good news from Abraham. Or let's say, gospel according to Abraham. Torah contends with the good news. Torah contends with the Messiah, with the revelation of Messiah and His presence. And I want to look closely today in it. So I want to begin with the idea and this with the foundation for us today. It's Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, and the beginning of this verse. Then Adonai said, "Should I keep secret from Abraham that I'm about to do? Should I keep secret from Abraham that I'm about to do?" And we know that one of the names of Abraham, he was called a friend. And do you remember who called him a friend? Adonai, the Lord. And you know, when I think about it, so many people would like to call the Lord is my friend. But this is strong when the Lord called you my friend. And this is the basis for us today. The Lord opens so many things, so many mysteries, so many secrets through the life of Abraham, because Abraham, he is the friend of the Lord. When we read these places, we can see mystery after mystery, because revealed to us, because Abraham, he close to the Lord. The Lord can show miracles and wonders through life of Abraham. And this is very obvious here. This revelation is still a great mystery to many people even today. In the Jewish world, and not only Jewish world, but generally, the prevalent idea is that the Lord is far from humanity. He is somewhere else. And He is busy, and He is working with the stars, with the planets. And it's impossible to see Him. And no way to have fellowship with Him. Because He is foreigner, He is cold, He is so far from us. Other ideas that the Lord, He is doing His business only to punish the sinners. And I had the same idea before I came to the Lord. Who had the same idea? That the Lord, he's, you know, very serious. He has the long stick and he always punishing us. And like my goal is to escape from his punishment somehow, I don't know how. But so many people live under this wrong understanding of the Lord. They think about him as somebody who is out, who is far from us. But according to today's Torah portion, he is not far from us. He is close to us. He is with us. And the idea that in Torah portion, the Lord by himself came to Abraham and ate before him. This is a revelational idea for so many people today. And let's say together, he came and he ate. Let's look at the scriptures. So that you will say, it's not me, it's scriptures. And let's read from the Torah with open hearts. Because people, when it comes to the Torah, we need to have open hearts. We have so many different understanding. We have so many different opinions. But what actually text speaking about it? Let's look here. From Genesis chapter 18, from verse 1. And I want to read it here. Vayera elav Yahweh. Then Adonai appeared to him at Mamre's large trees while he was sitting in the entrance of his tent during the heat of the day. When he lifted up his eyes to see, suddenly three men were standing right by him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground. Verse 3. Vayomer Adonai, then he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass by your servant. Please let a little water be brought so you can wash your feet and make yourself comfortable under the tree. And let me bring a bit of bread so that you can refresh yourselves. Then you can pass on, since you have passed by your servant. They said, Do just as you have said. And verse 18, in the end of the verse 8, verse 8, the end of the verse 8. While he was standing by them under the tree, they ate. So let's look at text here. Verse 1. Vayera elav Yahweh. It said here, Yahweh, the Lord, appeared to him. Clearly, it's in the scriptures. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Second idea, this is verse 2. When he lifted his eyes, Abraham, he saw the Lord, three men, and he began to run to them. And it says here, he ran from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground. According to the scriptures, we cannot worship to anyone except we need to read the scriptures, probably. The simple idea that we should worship only the Lord. And in the scriptures, we have many examples when people try to bow down in front of angels, in front of other people, and always it's forbidden from the Lord. Here, the Lord accepts the worshiping from Abraham. It's obvious here. He bowed down in front of the Lord. Before the Lord. Verse 3. Vayomer Adonai. Abraham calling him Adonai. My Lord. Vayomer Adonai. This is the picture. The Lord came in the scripture. Yahweh, the Lord came to Abraham. And Abraham, with no doubts, calling him the Lord. Adonai. He bowed down in front of him and he worshipped him. So let's skip and let's read verse 22, and you can read it. It's almost every verse in these chapters beautiful and has so great meaning, but in the sake of time I want to keep with my idea. Verse 22. When the man turned from there and went towards Sodom, Avraham adenu amet lifnei Yahweh. But Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. And you know the story. Three men went out of Abraham and two went to Lot, to Sodom. If you know the story, you know it. Two men went and one stood there. He's still there. And this one called in the scripture the Lord. It's clear in here. But Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. So three men, two went, and one standing there. And the Abraham called him my Lord. Verse 25. I like the Jewishness of Abraham and his sense of humor. And I heard so many stories, and I was part of so many stories with the same kind of mentality Abraham has. I like this 25th verse. How Abraham, he interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. It's incredible. He began to speak with the Lord and make agreement with him. 50 people, Lord. Okay, 45. Can you imagine this picture? So many people would ask house, a lot of children, and money for all the children. Cars and what else? Three wishes from the Lord. But Abraham, he began to argue with the Lord. He began to intercede for the people who lived in the Sodom. His heart, his generous heart, full of mercy to the people. And verse 25, I like it. He's speaking to the Lord. Can you imagine? Please put this picture in front of you. It's really a lot of humor here. Far be it from you to do such thing, to cause the righteous to die with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked share the same fate. Far be it from you. Shall the judge of the whole world not exercise justice? Can you imagine? He's talking to the Lord, to Yahweh, according to the scriptures. And of course, the answer was, of course. Yes, if I will find 10 people, I will still preserve the city. And I have a question for you. Who in the scriptures could be judge of the whole world? I know, we tried. I know, we tried. When we watch news, we can judge everything. We know about everything, but this is very poor judgment. According to the scriptures, only one could be judge of the whole world is the Lord by himself. So can you see here, the Lord is so specific here. He tried to catch our attention. He used different words to knock our doors of our hearts. He used the word Yahweh, Adonai, the judge of the whole world. So he tried to catch us, to tell us something, to show the mystery here, that Abraham is fellowship with the judge of the whole world, with Adonai, with the Lord, who came to meet with him. After the service, okay? Can we talk? So, verse 33. I know a lot of Jewish explanation about this idea, many. But let's look at scriptures. Now then he had finished speaking to Abraham, Adonai, and scripture says Yahweh, left and Abraham returned to his place. So this whole chapter speaks about fellowship of the Lord with Abraham. And sometimes people ask me why Abraham did not call him Yahweh. I think because the name Yahweh, or the secret name of the Lord, or I am who I am, the Lord gave this name to Moses later. You know the story. So my point is here. The Lord himself came and ate with Abraham. And according to the text, we can find the same idea with Adam. This is not a foreigner idea. Scripture said that Adam walked with the Lord there. With him, with the Lord. Scripture said that Moshe, he saw the face of the Lord. You remember his face shine after this experience. And many other places, Daniel, and many other places in the scriptures, we experience the Lord coming to the people and talking to them. So let's turn the page, and I want to give my understanding of today's Torah portion based on the Brit Hadasha, New Testament. And I want to look at the John chapter 18 from John chapter 1 from verse 18. And I want to use two different interpretation translations. So Yohanan chapter 1 verse 18. Somebody has John, somebody has Yohanan. John, it was his name when he was in United States. His name in passport was Yohanan. So, according to travel document, he was Yohanan. So let's read here. And pay attention for the first part of the verse here. No one has ever seen God. What a statement here. We just talk about seeing the Lord face to face. And Yohanan starts 18 verse with the statement. No one has ever seen God. And let's read later. But the only and unique Son, who is identical with God and is at the Father's side, he made him known. He has made him known. Another translation. No one has ever seen God, but the only and only God in the Father's embrace has made him known. It's very interesting here. Some people could be, don't understand this place. No one has ever seen God, but the only and only God in the Father's embrace has made him known. So if it's that true, that nobody can see the Lord face to face, how can we know that it was the Lord himself who came to Abraham, who ate with Abraham? So, and this is one of the great mystery, and why I call the today's Torah portion Gospel according to Abraham. Because I think, it's my opinion, and not only my, I'm glad it's not only my opinion, Yeshua, he was the present with Abraham. It's him who came to Abraham and ate in the presence of Abraham, the Messiah. And since Abraham called him Adonai, clearly in the eyes of Abraham, he is divine. He is the Lord. It was not mystery for Abraham. And remember, Abraham, he is the friend of the Lord. He knew the Lord. He's the friend. I want to read from John, Yohanan, chapter 8. This is one of the first times when Yeshua called himself, proclaimed himself Adonai, the Lord. One of the first places in the scriptures. And this was the discussion around Abraham. It's happened to be. When Yeshua speaks about Abraham and speaks about his age, this is the place when he first time boldly, openly proclaimed himself the Lord. And I want to remind you, you are a messianic congregation, Jewish messianic synagogue. And we believe in Yeshua. We believe in him as the Lord and Savior. And it's happened to be this way. We are believers in Yeshua the Messiah, in his divinity. So it's not surprise. I just want to understand. This is not surprise for us. So let's read here. Verse 56. And this is one of the explanations I want to give my understanding of also. Many people have different opinion about this place, but I want to show you one of the opinions. And I think it's close to the text of scriptures. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it. John 8, Yohanan 8, from the verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was thrilled. When the Judeans said to him, you are not even 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham. Can you imagine?
Who are you? What are you? You are a young man, according to the rabbis, and you are seen Abraham. And this is prophetic act here, strong act. Yeshua answered, Amen. He don't say, I'm sorry, guys. This is school from Gilel or school from Shammai or this, I don't mean this way. You need to understand spiritually. He pointed them this idea and said, Amen. You tell me this. Yes. I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. And next verse, it's great argument. When they picked up stones to throw at him, so no words to say. What can you speak about? Kill him. But Yeshua hid himself and went out from the temple. So I want to ask, I ask myself a few questions. It's my questions to me, and I want to give it to you. When did Abraham see his day? When it was? And you can find many explanations, many different points of view. One of the simplest explanations, according to the text, Genesis chapter 18, Abraham sitting in his tent, and he meeting with the Lord, who is the Messiah, Yeshua. It was the day to see the Lord for Abraham, meeting with them together. And Yeshua speaks here, he saw my day, and great. Second, why did Abraham rejoice? What do you think? Can you imagine the revelation for the Jewish people who was there? Actually, one of the reasons to rejoice because do you remember son name of the son of Abraham? Abraham's sons. What his name? Please read the scriptures. Only a few people know. Moses? No? Isaiah? No? Isaac. And who knows translation of this word? Laughter, joy. Yeshua speaks here. When we meet together, he was so joyful. Why he was joyful? One of the reasons, because he received the promise from the Lord about his son. And the name of his son was laughter, joy. He was thrilled to meet with Yeshua because it's not only meeting with Yeshua, but it's receiving the promise about the son. And can you imagine the people who sit there? So what they heard? You are the Lord who came and who give promise to Abraham. And because of your power and miracle, Abraham had the child. And because of his child, we are here. Amen. This was his answer. Because of me meeting with Abraham, you are here. It's very strong, I believe. And third question, ask yourself, why did Judeans want to stone him? Blasphemy. For them, he did blasphemy. Because he proclaimed himself. And you know, many people playing with the words, they speaking that it's old Hebrew, this new Hebrew, let's read this way, let's read that way. But people in that time, they understood everything what he wanted to say. When he said, before Abraham was, I am. They don't need to have interpretations. They understood what he wanted to say to them. He proclaimed himself, I am. Exodus 3:14. You can find the same name, the Lord, Yahweh. I am who I am. And Yeshua, he said about himself, before Abraham was, I am. I was with Abraham. I gave a promise. I give birth to the Jewish people through Abraham, through his seed. It's an amazing place of scriptures. This is why they want to stone him, because they could not embrace it, this idea. They could not have this idea. Until now, so many people are fighting with the scriptures, trying to find other ways to understand it, trying to, you know, receive explanation. It's not the Lord, it's somebody else. This is the people, and because of the people in the old ancient times, people bow down before others. Never.
Simple text. Abraham recognized the Lord and he bowed down before him. So, in summary, Genesis 18 speaks about Yeshua who came to Abraham and revealed himself as the Lord. So, this is one of the explanations. You can find other, you can pray, you can read scriptures. This is why when I hear that the faith in Yeshua as the Lord is not for the Jews, but it's only a Christian idea. Who heard this idea? I want to remind us that the Christianity came out from Judaism. And the idea of divinity of Messiah, this is not new idea. This is the idea that came from ancient Judaism, from the times of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Daniel. This is not new. This is why millions of Christians, they worship in the Lord, they worship in Yeshua, Jesus, because this idea came, begin to exist from Judaism. So, second mystery, and I want to go here and to look one more revelation from Gospel according to Abraham. I think you will remember this, Gospel according to Abraham. If you forget everything, remember it. Gospel according to Abraham. Second mystery from today's Torah portion, it's about sacrifice of Isaac. And this idea goes together. Divinity of Messiah and idea of sacrifice of Isaac. And I want to read a few places in this chapter 22. I don't want to read the whole chapter. It's interesting, deep, strong place of scripture. But I want to take few verses. So from verse 1. Now it was after these things that God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, Hineni, here I am, he said. Then he said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains about which I will tell you. So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. And you know the story, and I want to read from verse 7. Then Isaac said to Abraham, his father, my father, when he said, here I am, my son. He said, look, here's the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. The two of them walked on together. When they came to the place about which God had told him, the Abraham built the altar there, laid out the wood, bound up Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of Adonai called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, Hineni, here I am. Then he said, do not reach out your hand against the young man. Do nothing to him at all. For now I know that you are one who fears God. You did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes, and behold, there was a ram just caught in the thick bushes by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham named that place Adonai Yireh, as it said today, on the mountain Adonai will provide. So I want to step back from this story. It's a beautiful story of sacrificing of Isaac. I want to step back. According to the major Jewish doctrine in the Jewish world, that the sacrifice of Isaac is the foundation and reason why the Lord must hear our prayers and receives our good deeds even without temple sacrifices. This is one of the main idea. When we pray into the Lord, He must receive our prayers because of sacrifice of Isaac. And based upon the sacrifice of Isaac, the Lord receives our prayers. I think this is a wrong idea. Why? Because Abraham did not sacrifice Isaac. And the Lord does not accept the blood of man as a sacrifice blood. Sacrifice blood. The idea in this place of scripture that Isaac was the prophetic picture of the coming Messiah. And actually, mountains of Moria, this is the around Jerusalem. And do you remember where Yeshua was slandered? Where he was killed? In Jerusalem. One of the mountains of Jerusalem. Golgotha. So the Lord show his mercy. The Lord show his grace to Abraham. He showed the pictures, prophetic picture to all of us. He speaks about his son here and about the great sacrifice of Son of God, Yeshua the Messiah. And I like last verse here, verse 14. This is the answer for all of us. Abraham named that place Adonai Yireh. It means on the mountain Adonai will provide. He provided for Abraham. He provided for Isaac. And he provides for us. It's like good news from Abraham to us. And the mount Adonai will provide. Provide a sacrifice. Provide a blood. Provide a mercy. Provide a future life. Provide a hope. Provide health. Provide the answers for us. Can you imagine how many miracles, how many mysteries the Lord revealed through the life of Abraham? He showed Messiah there, and he showed future picture about the sacrificial blood of Messiah in the chapter 22. And I want to end with a small story from Yohanan chapter 3. Today I'm reading from Yohanan. From the verse 13. I know we can speak about chapter 22 for hours and hours and hours. I just want to support the idea, what I want to show you here. It's hard to understand the picture from Abraham without no knowledge of this place of Scripture. And it's hard to understand this place of Scripture without knowledge of sacrifice of Abraham. Verse 13, third chapter, John, Yohanan. No one has gone up into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man, the Messiah. He called himself Son of Man, Son of God and Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. And be careful here, believes in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Amen. I want to stop here, and I want to invite anyone of you who didn't know yet Yeshua as the personal Messiah. Or maybe you heard about Yeshua as a rabbi, teacher, person. I want to tell you, he is much more than just rabbi, teacher, or prophet. Scriptures tell about him, speaks about him clearly from the first book of Genesis, from the first chapter, if you read carefully. Hear the gospel from Abraham to us. How can you not believe in him? How it's possible to be a Jew without knowledge of Messiah? It's very hard. It took a lot of effort to explain many places of Scripture and to find other meanings. Isaiah chapter 53. How can you explain this? Psalm number 1, Book of Daniel, story of Abraham, Moses. It feel of the presence of the Lord with them, presence of Messiah. Angel of the Lord, who is he? The Messiah. I want to pray. I want to ask the Lord to forgive me. And if you are here for the first time, or if you're listening to my message, open your heart. Accept the fact about Messiah. Receive him. Be with him. Be close with him. Because he named himself, I am the way and I am the truth. And nobody can come to the Father except through me. So let's pray. Our Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I come unto you in Yeshua's name. And I want to thank you for your great sacrifice, for sacrifice of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. Yeshua, I accepted you in my heart. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from all my iniquity and sins, Lord. Come into my heart in your Holy Spirit. I wanted to have fellowship with you as Abraham did. I wanted to see you. I want to speak to you. I want to hear your voice. And I want to thank you for the great privilege to listen to your words and to be in your presence. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's close our service. Let's stand together and let's have moments of prayers. Please don't be alone. Find somebody if you are alone. We are the family. So let's pray. Yivarechecha Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yahel Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai Pana velecha, veyasem lecha, shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen, amen. Shabbat shalom. And please don't forget you are the parents. You have children. And they're waiting for you. Shabbat shalom.